What's up, everybody? Welcome to the show. This is Cassandra. Hey, y'all. I am back in California after being in the A. Eight towns up. Peace, Bill. Oh, man. I had a ball, baby. For the people who showed up to the function over the weekend, you know who you are. I know you got some epic stories to tell. For the folks who didn't, you're bad. You missed the whole fucking vibe. And I'm not about to apologize for my cousin. I am not. Like, so much happened, transpired over the weekend. Shit, right before the weekend, to be honest with you. Everything started, for me, stuff started on Thursday. Not including all the pre-stuff before, as far as getting ready, getting outfits and stuff. Baby, I was out there meeting celebrities. Hey, like people who, like real life celebrities, people who have been on TV and all of that good stuff, rubbing elbows to elbows. But people who got some serious connections. Here I go with the heck of shit. If you know, you know. Look, if you know, you know. If you don't know, let me put you on if you're new to me. Because I am Cassandra, the creator of The Nail Shop. Also, the creator of Cassandra's Nail Creation. That's how you can be able to find me on Instagram. That's how you can be able to find me on Facebook. Ruby, you better not take yourself outside. And one thing about this show, we don't do none of that edited stuff. You're going to get that real. I said don't go outside. See, I taught my dog to go outside, how to open up the door. And she be taking advantage of me. She don't think that I won't go out here and get her. Like, I said no outside. My dog is an inside dog. You went outside already. Man. And I've been gone. Oh my goodness. I missed everybody. I miss my dog. I miss my husband. I miss my kid. All the way until I got back home and I had a kid. Oh! Is that a new... Oh, what the hell up? See, while I was gone, they've been out here doing irresponsible stuff. I ain't been home that long. I got home, like around 6 o'clock last night. Ooh, that coffee hot. Ooh, that just burnt my tongue. I got home around 6 o'clock last night. And after doing all my hugs and kisses to everybody... Like, I just about to, yeah, that's exactly what I'm looking at. Okay. They couldn't clean up my house while I was gone, but they was able to go buy Nintendo Switches. There's all kind of new shit around here. I don't see nothing for me. If they would have cleaned up the house, I wouldn't even be fucking tripping, dude. See, and let me tell y'all a story, okay? Bam. Let me get back to my introduction for the people who don't know me. My stuff is unedited. I give you the raw, the real, the deal. I let you guys know that this entrepreneurship stuff is no joke. I give you guys the back, kind of like the back door inside scoop of what it is to really be a damn entrepreneur and what it is to make your own money out here by yourself, not knowing no roadmaps, none of that good stuff. You know what I'm saying? I also, every now and again, we kind of veered off from that, but I will every now and again get to talking about some reality TVs or any pop culture stuff that's going on at that moment that I seem deemed interesting, but somehow someone is going to lead back to business. So booyah, that's who I am. Like I said, unedited, raw. You gonna hear, so if you hear background, you hear the blinkers, because I'm in my car. You hear me yelling at my dog. You hear me yelling at my kid. You hear me fussing at my husband. This is real life, baby. You know what I'm saying? Like, look at that. Let me put some contouring on there and let me blush it up. Nah, I'm giving you the crest in the eyes. You need to go brush your teeth. Type content. Bam. That's who I am. So, back to my little story, right? So, because I was out there for a week. Oh, my goodness. And everything was fine until the day before the last day I was there. And, oh, baby, I was missing home, right? But I was like, you know what? A lot of being in this entrepreneurial life is talking to yourself mindset, making sure that your mind is right, right? So I was like, okay, I'm not about to bring no negativity with me. This is me. I can change it. I'm in control. Like, yada, 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 right? So I stopped missing on my folks because I knew I was going to see them. And when I finally seen them, that somehow, somewhere, they was going to piss me off. So don't even get to missing their asses too much, right? So booyah. Booyah. Yeah, yeah. Shabooyah. Roll call. Hey, okay. My name is Niecy. Yeah, known as Kasara. Okay, I'm about to give you what some fire content. Okay. Okay, let me stop playing with y'all. So, I get home. I walk through the door. Okay, so when we get is, you got to walk through the laundry room to get through the house first, right? And then you go through the hallway, and yada yada. I get in my house and I'm like, oh, these motherfuckers ain't clean. Not a day. They all late. Now, mind you, I was fucking like breaking my neck to make sure shit was right for them when I left, right? So, all right. Don't worry. Don't get the fussing. Go get everybody the hands and kisses. I miss you. Hug me, touch me, all the good stuff, right? So, I'm in the bed, like, you know, watch TV, comfortable, because you know you miss your bed when you be gone for a long time, right? And if you don't know, got to find out. It's a good and bad feeling at the same time. Anyway, so bad. The kid, oh, goodness. I started off with him. No. My husband. I started off with him because he was like, oh, I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that while you're gone and yada, 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 yada. That shit didn't get done. Granted, he was sick. He was sick, though. Like, he wasn't feeling good. But, y'all, now that I'm home, now you see why I'm telling y'all this story, and I'm seeing this and those witches. I see all this new shit. It's like, nigga, you wasn't see. You wasn't so sick that you couldn't go out here and go get all the goodies. Like, you went shopping, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, you went shopping. You was well enough to shop, is my point. So, yeah. So, everybody had a little piece of my mind last night, right? Except for the dog. The dog was the only one. And I was like, she gonna do something. And that's why you heard me say, Ruby, don't do me. But now the whole house been cussed out. I'm officially home. Yay! Just like you're welcome. Back to Atlanta. It was just what the business doctor ordered. Let me tell you about it. I wish I could drink my coffee. I put it in there a little bit too long. Shit burnt the hell out of my tongue. I ain't gonna have no taste buds for like the next week. Goodness. And it's making me mad walking through this house because they didn't give no damn. But okay, so what am I gonna do? You know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna go ahead and I'm start putting my stuff up for my trip. That's what I'm gonna do. I had washed my clothes while I was down there just so it can make it easier for me when I came back home. Because I can't stand chores after when I come back home. Like, I just want to relax. Because traveling, I don't know about y'all, traveling to me is so daunting and draining. Traveling is draining. Stepped on this girl biscuit. It's draining. I started my day off at 3 a.m. Eastern Standard Time and ended it 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. So what would that be? 9 p.m.? No, I didn't even get into the bed till 10. I didn't go to bed until, because that was just when I sat down. I didn't get home until after 6. Oh, geez. So, yeah, I can't even do that. That's probably math. I'm still trying to recover. My head hurts. Had a little bit, but just a little bit of the lag. Just a little bit. My husband was making fun of me, saying, see, I keep telling you, work trips are draining. Because I always want to go with him on his work trips.
Say, take me.
And his thing is, I don't go on work trips to spend money. I go to make money. And if I take you, I got to spend the money. Which he's not lying. Because somebody got to pay for me to get out there, and I'm not going to do it. So, I mean, if I paid for all my stuff, he wouldn't care. I'm like, go ahead, come. You want to come? I ain't going to stop you going nowhere. But I don't want to pay for my own stuff, and that's the conundrum. That's the conundrum. I met some awesome, awesome, awesome women. Awesome men. But some awesome women that were so supportive. So encouraging. I prayed with some women. Like, more than a few, to be honest with you. Like, I had a couple little kumbaya prayer moments. Stop playing with your girl. That was nice. I flew in all by myself and I was welcome on from the East Coast business women. It was, oh my goodness. Mwah. I couldn't have asked for anything better. Your girl slayed. I had this gold dress that had some in the choco. Do you hear me? It was that dress I was telling y'all about. When I was like, ooh, I gotta go get fitted for my dress, it's custom, and blah, blah, blah. Ooh, Chalet. Go, man, it's not on there yet, because I'm gonna post this podcast, but you gotta follow me on Instagram, because I am going to be posting that gold dress, and you'll be able to see what I'm talking about, baby. I had to minute old with that dress. Oh, man. Yo, girl was out there. Every day I had something good and slayed, okay? I had me something. When it comes down to traveling and going places, I'm going to make sure that I'm dressed right, you know? Because, like, when I'm at home, to me, you might catch me outside trying to, you know, going to go get something from the store looking a little raggedy. You know, if that edge is not done. But damn it, I'm home. I'm trying to do something quick. You know, I own two businesses. I'm a two-time business owner. Like, at the same damn time. And they both thrive. And I don't even include my podcast, which I have thousands of hours. I'm sorry. Thousands of minutes. I got to see what my new analytics are for this year. But 2022, thousands of minutes have been recorded by me. Okay, so I'm not even including that. Your girl be out here doing her thing. So, as appearance wise, when it come down to having to go run an errand real quick around the community, no, you might catch me. But like, when it come down to like going to church, I'm gonna be right. Your girl gonna be right. When it comes down to going to church, I think I said that already, I'm going to be right. If I get invited to like a gathering or something, I'm going to be right. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not going to disappoint. But going to the post office, dropping off packages, shit. You're going to catch me in some goddamn sweatpants. I'm going to be out here looking real. Ask me if my excuse is, I'm married. My man going to let me anyway. My man going to kiss me anyway. Edge is not done and all the other stuff. So, oh well. No makeup on. These are the chargers. I need to put this up somewhere else. I was out there giving out Kassara's now creations products. I gave out full size products. I gave out smaller sample size products. Like, we was out there popping. Let me tell you about it. And it was, there you go. That's why I couldn't find it. Well, I would be on. I overpacked per usual. I overpacked. My bad. But I didn't know what I was going to need at any given time, and I was going to be gone too long after half, man. So, I need it. I think all the rest of this is his. Get my man back his stuff, because he already was like, I want him off. That's probably why I didn't take it out. I was scared I was going to lose it. He was like, this is an expensive charger. Or a power bank, or whatever the hell he called it. Whatever he called it. Excuse me, mama. Today is a chill day for me. Even though I'm sitting up here not chilling, and I'm walking around taking care of business. But hey, I really, really gotta make sure that's a part of running a good business is making sure you're doing your self-care. And I recognize that I was gone for a while. I had a long last 2 weeks, and all of that. You got to take a time out. You know what I'm saying? Chill out. You ain't got to be running on max on go all the time. I need a banana. That's how you burn out. That's how you want to give up. So, I do need to eat. I haven't eaten since yesterday. Oh my gosh. And I need to go shopping. I think this is a BIT. See what I'm saying? This is what I'm talking about. This is exactly what I'm talking about. Because I'm about to throw me on something and go run up to this store, and that's just going to be what it is. Because you know that it was not no cooking leftovers, nothing for me. I ain't do none of that. I think I got a granola bar or something. Like, I had more food when I was by myself. Like, I made sure they had all the goodies of food and shit. Y'all. And see, that's another thing I be preaching on here. You gotta know how you operate. You gotta know how you function. I know for a fact that I need, I need food. Like, I'm not saying no whole lot, but I gotta be able to have my little snacky snacks, knock off the hunger type stuff when need be. Like, no ifs, ands, or buts, because I'm gonna get a fucking migraine. I had suffered from migraines since I was in single digits. So, and when you, suffer from migraines that long, you eventually get led down to a migraine class where they teach you how to, like, record, journal your migraines so you can figure out at what point in the day the migraine actually got caused. So I did that so long ago. And had that underneath my belt that I pretty much know what my triggers are when it comes down to things that have set off migraine attack. Like, again, gotta be mindful, using that mind to make sure that I'm not making my own downfall, right? Then I want to be successful. I can't say I want to be. I am successful. I want to stay successful. I like that better. Yeah. So if y'all see me out in the streets right now, well, me and my hair cute. I mean, I guess I match, but I really don't match. I just got on. I just got on what I got on. But I need to go take care of this business so I can function. Even though I'm taking a break today, I'm taking it more easy than I would another day. Easy for me, what I call easy, right? I gotta make sure that I can function. A lot of people, a problem with either starting or finishing something is that they psych themselves out of it at some point without realizing it. I'm not saying that there's not other circumstances that can come in and like tools, resources, you know, as far as capital, community, and things of that nature. But, ooh, my head hurts. A lot of it comes down to lack of execution. Because at some point you told yourself, oh, I can't. I can't because of X, Y, Z. So, you put yourself in this position to where you don't. Let me see. I don't want to use none of these. Hold on. I got to change over my stuff on my wallet. I can use the right sources. Now, that's not the card I want to use either. I gotta come up with my game plan. That's another thing that people don't have is a game plan, or don't know how to formulate a game plan. Gotta have a game plan. You gotta have a plan, period. Because if you don't have a plan, you're going to fail. You don't know what the fuck you're doing. You don't know what the next step is. Ow! Oh, my kneecap. Oh, my kneecap. That's my auntie. Now, come on now. I don't want to use this card. Cash. Where is that credit card? Where is it? Did I hide it from myself? Because I sure will hide some shit. Is this shit right here? I think this is it. Yay, that's it right there. Okay, cool. I understand cash is king. But other people's money is fucking lovely. Other people's money is lovely. Now, I'll give it back. 0% APR, I give it back. That's why I was trying to be cautious on the one that I was using. Because I want to use the one with 0% for the next 18, something like that. Rather than the other one. Hold on. I got this headache. I'm gonna have to just go up in there and go get some stuff to knock off this hunger and go back. Make it like a drive through. Oh, I need a Powerade. I told y'all, Rana, if y'all going with me, hey, how you doing? Bobby, how you doing? It's not gonna last much longer anyway. I've been making sure I keep things short and sweet. People don't have the same type of attention span that used to be required back in the day. Things like TikTok and Instagram with these damn 2 second ass videos made everybody be like, next. So, to actually sit back and indulge is something that a lot of people don't want to participate in. Yeah, I need to take the man's car. I'm just going to go get a couple things. Like I said, it's about to function. I'm at home. Oh, shit! I ain't gotta take his car because he didn't park behind me. Look at that. Let me put these man's keys back. And I know I got some gas. Oh, but damn, running around, I was doing before I had to leave, boy. It's amazing to me as a black woman to think that we need it when it comes down to making sure stuff is right. Like our edges. If it wasn't for the fact that my edges had to be laid down, I don't know why that bothers me so much. Like, women really do judge other women if you're based off of your edges. For me, it used to be, well, growing up, it used to be the back of your neck if you had hair in the back of your neck. You bald headed. Now, I guess it's edges and I, oh, shit. Oh, y'all, I'm back in California. Back in California. I found out that in ATL, there is a whole lot of violence in the African American community. I did not know that. You know, it's a very small. It's a very small community. I don't know why. Oh, then I found out that nobody lives in Atlanta. Everybody lives on the outskirts of Atlanta. Found that out. Nobody lives in Atlanta. That's what everybody kept telling me when I was out there.